Thank you for coming, even after lunch. Katie every year has a number of mentoring programs to bring new people in and let them do great things inside our community. And at Academy, we now have the tradition of letting some of them showcase what they've done. And we're going to do this this year again. And Pinak will start with a presentation about his work on Baloo.
It all began with just a random bug fix, and then things sort of took their own turn, and I got more involved with Baloo. I completed the season of TDD, and now I'm working on my GSOC project, which improves tooling for Baloo. So, as you all know, Baloo is used for searching and indexing for files in KDE. It works quite well, but nothing is perfect. Everything occasionally has some glitches. So the thing with Baloo is there's no easy way to diagnose that what went wrong. For example, if you can't search for a file, the user isn't expected to have the technical know-how to debug that why the file isn't showing up in the results. So in my project, I aim to solve such problems. So the case I mentioned before that a user cannot find a file, added a command line, a utility to test if the file has been indexed or not, or if it hasn't been indexed, if it will be indexed in the future or not. And the main part of my project deals with exposing what Baloo is doing right now. So I made an application called Baloo Monitor. Yeah, as you can see, it's pretty basic, but it tells which file Baloo is indexing currently and how much time it's going to take to the indexing to be completed. And so in implementing this, the first challenge that I faced was the process which did the extracting of the file content, indexing the file content, was respawned for like every 40 files. So working with that wasn't really a good idea. The first change I did was refactored the process to work continuously and accept the file IDs over standard input instead of it being started with 40 arguments. So that's how the first step was. And so I've exported what Baloo does over dbus. We can simply query interfaces over dbus to know what the indexer is currently doing, what file is it doing, and what state, what level of indexing it's doing right now. And also, I have made an algorithm to sort of estimate how much time the indexing will take. So and that's also been exported over dbus, so anything can query for it. We can maybe even have it in Krunner as well. These dbus interfaces can be used even for a plasmoid. So it's pretty flexible. We can even have this progress bar in the remaining time in Krunner or something. We plan to have the monitor in K Info Center. That's where the system information is supposed to be, so it makes sense. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next one is Min with an intro to his work on Labplot.
Hello. Hello.
My name is Ming. I'm a student of the University of Amsterdam. And today I would like to present my Google Summer of Code project for the lab project, LabPlot. So LabPlot is an application for scientific data plotting and analysis. It provides a subset of features that you can use to visualize your data and to manipulate the way to use them to get some insight. But currently it supports only 2D data, and the aim of the Google Summer of Code project is to create a subset of features for manipulating with 3D data. And then it can be used for other projects in Kali ecosystems like Cutter to do this stuff. And for this project, there are a lot of features that have been implemented to read from different data sources like matrix and spreadsheet in LabPlot. And in addition, it can read also other input files like OBJ and STL that represents different kind of 3D data representation. And application also can manipulate with different data structures like points, curves, or surfaces. Surfaces is just a subset of triangles that can be visualized in data space. So here you can see some screenshots where the surface in the wireframe mode is visualized. And here the other data structures like points and surface in the center. And wireframe curves can also be visualized. This little red line around that is that connects this kind of points, and surfaces can also be represented in different way, like in triangles, correct elevation, or wireframe. And you can also combine these different features in one spreadsheet to visualize them and analyze them some way. So in this case, an user select one of them to see the difference between two surfaces. And on this slide, you can see level elevation according to that level. And also other features that has been implemented. And you can see on this slide. And that's it. So it's for the future progress, you can follow me in Planet KDE. I'm writing something in my blog sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And the next one is Scarlett showing work she did on a continuous integration system.
So basically, we redid the continuous integration system. We still use Jenkins, but we rebuilt all of the back end. I wrote in Groovy the DSL code to automatically generate all of the jobs. We remade all of our slaves. We are also, all of the DSL supports Windows and OS X, and soon to come Android. But we are working on the actual hardware. it's a lot of work, and it's always going to be a lot of work. I'm not sure what else to say.
And next up, I Do you have a slide?
Oh yeah, I sent you, I think 3 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Is that a problem?
Okay.
It's a PDF, so. I'm a bit scared.
You look good. Right.
Okay, so my name is Claudio, and I'm here to present my Google Summer of Code project, and he's talking with me because we're very close, our two projects are very close. Maybe some of you know the OCS protocol, the Open Collaboration Services protocol, which is a protocol that lets users exchange content and ratings, comments, it's a very social protocol. And we started writing the an open implementation server side of this protocol 4 years ago. And then we continued the development. And this year, with this Google Summer of Code project, we transformed it from a sort of hack to a real project, and so this is the first page that is shown when you install your server, and we're producing documentation, installation scripts, and configuration scripts.
For example, okay, come on. How can I change the slide?
Okay, this is the password that that the server asks you when you try to access the admin panel. And okay, we built this this handy admin panel because it's insane to think that we have to manage our server directly on the database. This is the configuration, the automatic configurator that try to guess the correct configurations for your environment, and it generates all the file needed also by the clients, because if you want to connect to our server with a Libatica based client or simply with an XML parser, you can do it. And I wrote some tests for every call of the server. There is a test, so we're sure there's no regression. And and then there's his part of the project, because I'm building I'm writing the server, but he's writing the clients.
Okay, so my name is Francesco. As Claudio said, my project is quite close to his one, because I'm trying to provide a client to his server. And here you can see the what I call the user panel, that is just a page where every user can upload his and manage his content. So you can see that, for example, if you're a developer, you have a list of the application or desktop stuff that you have uploaded, so you can manage it in VMS.
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
Where you can see what happens if you click on edit, you can change the title, the download name. The screenshot MSA is a little bit old. Now you can also change the category where your content is placed. You can upload your content in the server, or if you have an external site, you can upload it there. And so when you have the... the application page, you can just click on download, it goes or in the server or in your own site where you put before. I also thought about mobile portability. I'm using Bootstrap to size for mobile devices. Here's how it looks now. And I also had to provide a desktop client when I brought my proposal, I thought about a new application, but later speaking with my mentor and part of the community, we thought about that new one may just suffice for this part. But I have to say that I have a quite problem at developing with it because I have stability problems with my computer. And so it's quite hard to build stuff with a computer that just don't start quite good with Kubuntu and Plasma. And try to change my configuration to have something stable. Anyway, we think that's more or less all.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know if it is clear, but our two projects, the main target of our two projects is to replace KDE Loop because it's outdated and unmaintained, and so we're working to replace with a working set of tools, and we think we're gonna achieve it for the end of the year. That's what our two projects are about.
Thank you. All right, we have a few more minutes left. Does anyone have questions for any of our speakers? Yes.
I'd like to ask Scarlett how her work is helping the developers. To annoy them. Fix your builds.
Very good point. All right, more questions?
When the Baloo indexer bot will be released.
Could you repeat the question?
Release the next version most probably.
2 weeks, I guess.
All right, anyone else? All right, then I want to thank our speakers.